Lion Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra and I would like to welcome you to this podcast. I will show you how to use the Blind Square map that has been introduced in version 1.64. Although the way you can read the map is very similar to how you read the map that is integrated in Apple Maps. Apple Maps is installed on every iOS device. I will still show you how to look at maps, how to see streets on the map, how to read it in general, because I'm not sure that many of you are using that already. And then I will show you how the Blind Square map is different than Apple Maps. I will not use Apple Maps at all, but I will mention the differences between the map integrated in Apple Maps and that in Blind Square. Now I will start Blind Square. I'm using a beta because the official version doesn't have the map yet.
Notes. At the time
when the podcast is being recorded, when the podcast is published, then the map will also be available in the official version of Blind Square. Okay, I will start Blind Square now.
BS Beta. BS Beta. Search. Button. Double tap to perform a search. Zoo-horse.
VoiceOver uses Daniel, while Blind Square uses the Australian Karen voice, so it is clear who is speaking. Now, since I'm somewhere in Europe, I will simulate location, because I want you to hear normal English street names when we're on the map. Simulating without the background noise is a feature that is available only in the beta versions of Blind Square. There are already different methods how you can use Blind Square to explore your environment. You can use the look around feature and then you can get a sense of in what direction different points of interest are. Or you can just change the radius, which will make Blind Square announce what's around you using clock face directions. And now there's a third way, which is using a map. This lets you see your environment or also areas that are far away from you on the screen, and there are different ways to start the map. If you would like to see what is around you at your current location, then you just go to Tools, GPS Info, and there is a button right in the center of the screen called Show on Map. Now let's first see where we are so that you can see that our current location is indeed on the map.
Your simulated location. Nearest crossing is Chambers Street and Broadway, distance 55 meters at 1 o'clock. Address is 265 Broadway, New York, heading northeast.
Okay, now let's open the map.
My place it. Search for tools. Button. Alert. Select action. GPS info. Nearby. GPS info. Your simulated location. Heading. Show on map. Button.
And here in the center of the screen is a show on map button, which I'm double tapping now.
Your simulated location. Back. Button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
And the voiceover focus is sitting in the top left corner of the screen. And there's a back button. Now if I flick to the right.
Your simulated location. Heading.
And further.
Zoom. 500 by 650 meters. Button.
There's a zoom button where you can change the size of the map.
Leonard Street. One way. Northwest to southeast road. Odeon.
And if you flick now, you already start hearing street names. Of course, flicking doesn't make too much sense on a map. So I'm going to touch the center of the screen now, because that's where I expect my current location to be displayed.
Chamber Street, northwest to southeast road. Course to follow. Started tracking Chamber Street, northwest to southeast road.
Okay, so this is Chamber Street, which we also heard in our announcement when we shook the phone. And you heard voiceover say that you can now follow the street. And when you follow the street, that means drag your finger along the street on the screen, then you hear this knocking sound as you drag your finger. As long as it's low like this, you're on the right way. but it can
Chamber Street, also northwest to southeast road, Broadway,
be higher.
North South Road.
And when it's higher, it means that you're getting off track.
At intersection with Warren Street, one way, northwest to southeast road. Course to follow Warren Street, one way, northwest to southeast road. Started tracking Warren Street, one way, northwest to southeast road.
And when you arrive at an intersection, then you can pause to follow the new street, or you can keep dragging your finger along the first street and keep following that one. Now we've
Broadway, one way, north south road.
We follow Broadway.
Broadway, one way, north south road.
And that's
at intersection with Park Row, one way. Course to follow Park Row, one way. Started tracking Park Row, one way. Park Row, one way. Park Row.
And that's indeed how you can look at streets around you in Blind Square. And also in Apple Maps, since this is exactly how you look at maps in Apple Maps too.
Heading, northeast, east, north, north.
Now, at the bottom of the screen is a heading, so that means that you can turn your rotor to headings and then find that heading very quickly. But you can also just touch the screen slightly above the home button. There you will find the cardinal direction that your phone is pointing in. And as you turn your phone, it'll announce the changes.
Now,
I'm turning. And when it's north, there's a sound like this.
Northwest, west, northwest, north.
Okay. Now, you might remember that there was a zoom button in the top right of the screen. So let's look at that.
East, 71, zoom, 70, zoom. 500 by 650 meters. Button.
So this is the rectangle that is currently visible on the map. It's 500 by 600 meters.
Your sim zoom. 500 by 650 meters.
Yes, 500 button. By 650 meters. Now double
alert.
Tapping.
And 250 meters.
There's the menu. Button. And
500 meters. Selected. Button.
This is our current map size. And we could also look at a larger area.
500 meters, 750 meters.
So
button.
Let's select 750 meters.
Zoom, 750 meters by 1 kilometer. Button.
And then our map has enlarged. Now, if you display your current location on the map the same way that we have just done it, and you are on a vehicle or you're moving, then the center of the map moves too. So that where you are will always be in the center of the map. If you show your current location on the map while you are tracking one or more places, then these track places will also be on the map. So your current location is in the center of the map and your track destinations are also displayed on the map. And I would like to see the street intersections around me. To do that, I will open the tools menu and select list of intersections.
Tools. Button. Alert. Select action. Look around. Nearby intersections. Button. Double tap to view a list of nearby intersections. Nearby intersections. Back. Button. Double tap to return to the previous screen.
Okay, now here is just a list of the intersections that are around me.
Chambers Street and Broadway. Broadway and Reid Street. 100 Warren Street and Church Street. Rows 18 to 28
so 28. These are sorted according to distance.
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 260 meters at 3 o'clock.
So this is
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 260 meters at 3 o'clock.
And above this intersection, there's
Park Row and Frankfurt Street, 260
Park
meters
Row
at 4 o'clock.
Frankfurt Street, and below it
Center
is
Street and Brooklyn, Steve Flanders Square, Center Street, Park Row, Frankfurt Street, and Nassau Street, 260 meters at 3 o'clock.
And intersections with many streets. And it's a bit further away. Now I'm going to double tap the one that we heard first.
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade. 260
Center Street
meters
and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, which is between the two items I've just shown you. I tap this now to open the place description or place summary screen.
260 meters at 3 o'clock. Heading.
I'll look for the
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade. Address. Google. Button. Show on map. button.
The show on map button. So this screen is exactly the same that you would see if you were looking at your places or looking at restaurants or looking at anything else. It's just a normal screen. And now I can open the map by double tapping this button.
Show on map button. Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 260 meters, southeast, back, button.
And it should be in the
double
center
tap
of the map
to the
now.
Previous screen. Art Row, Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 260 meters, southeast. Shows more info. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
And it is in the center of the map. And now I can touch, explore the screen.
Use the rotor to Chambers Street and Broadway. Broadway and Reid Street, 115 meters. Warren Street and Broadway, 60 meters, southeast.
And I go to the south.
Art Row, Spruce Street and Center Street, 250 meters, south. Center Street and heading, northeast, heading.
And here we have the same heading that we saw on the other map, which shows us the cardinal east. Directions.
Northeast.
I can turn on the phone. I have the
northeast. North.
Sound when my phone
northeast.
Is turned to north.
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 240 meters, southeast.
And if I touch between the home button and the heading that tells us our current direction, I hear
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 240 meters, southeast.
That's the place, or that's the intersection that we originally opened. Now I can turn my phone. And I should hear an audible signal at some point. So you can hear, first it was just slow. And when it gets faster, you know you're pointing your phone in the right direction. That is, that's the direction of the point in the center of the map. To the left and right of this label,
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade, 240 meters.
Are a mix and a previous button.
Center Street and Brooklyn previous button.
To the left and
double tap to view the previous event next button. Double tap to view the next venue on the list.
Okay, I'm now going to press the next button, which means that we should have the intersection with really many streets on the map, because that was what was below the current intersection.
Center Street and Brooklyn Bridge Promenade.
On our map, there was a street, there was intersection with very many streets, so that's what we should see.
Center Street and Brooklyn next.
Double
button.
Tap next.
Steve Flanders Square, Center Street, Art Row, Frankfurt Street and Nassau Street, 260 meters, southeast.
So this is then the next intersection in our list. I will now leave this map and show you how you can see a list of places. I perform the scrub gesture until I'm on the main screen.
At nearby intersections. Back. Button. Search. Button.
You can also just do a category search.
College and University. Arts and Entertainment. Food. Nightlife. Spot.
Let's take food again.
Search. Selected. Food.
Found
one places within radius of 60 meters. Sorted by distance. Blue Spoon Coffee Cup. Sorted by distance.
The venues are sorted by distance.
Nishnush, New York.
Look for something that's a bit further away.
Chipotle Mexican Grill, New York, Mexican restaurant.
I found
Kitchenette, New York,
the Kitchenette.
Menu, tips, 340 meters at 9 o'clock.
I will open the Kitchenette now.
Kitchenette, New York.
That means I'm on the place description screen or the place summary screen of the Kitchenette, and I will open the map.
Google button, menu, show on map.
Show on map. And it should be
meters,
in the center of
back,
the map.
Button. Kitchen, Harrison Street, Warren Street, Church. Use the Chambers, Hudson, Kitchenette, 340 meters, north, Kitchenette, 340 meters, northwest. Shows more info. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
And I found the restaurant, and it's in the center of the map.
Chambers Street, northwest of South Kitchenette.
And it's
Chambers Street,
near Chambers Street,
Hudson Street, north
south between Chambers Street and Hudson Street.
Hudson Street,
and
north
I could look at the streets now. And I could now also just find any other point on the map.
West Street, one way, North South Road, Warren Street, Zucca's Bagels and Smoked Fish, 300 meters.
I found
northwest.
A bagel shop, and if I double tap this now,
Bagels and Smoked Fish, dismiss pop-up. Show information.
A menu
Zucca's
opens.
Bagel, zoom. 300 bu- show information.
And
Zucca's Bagels and Smoked
there
Fish.
There is a show information button. And if I double tap that,
Zucca's Bagels and Smoked Fish,
I'm on the place description or place summary screen
button.
Of the bagel shop.
Zucca's Bagels and Smoked Fish, 300 meters at 8 o'clock. Edit. Ding. Category is food. Check in. Button. Start tracking. Favorite. Plan a route.
So this is
button.
Just a normal
tap to send
screen that you already know from previous versions of Blind Square. As you have seen in these two examples, you can display any group of poi on the map. To do this, you just have to select your category or the intersections, as we just did, and then many of the places on the list that will open will also show on the map. The next and previous button on the bottom of the map will let you scroll through the list of results and center the next or the previous list item in the center of the map. The points of interest that you can see on the map are only from Blind Square, so they can be foursquare venues or also street intersections. If you look at a map of the same area in Apple Maps, you might see other points of interest because Apple uses other sources of data. Just to summarize, there are two ways to use the map. The first is showing your current location on the map by double-tapping Tools, GPS Info, Show on Map. You will then see your current location in the center of the map, and any destinations that you may be tracking will also be on the map. The second possibility is to look at a place that is a bit further away. To do this, you do a category search or open any other list or do a normal text search, find the place that you're interested in, and open its place description or place summary screen and find the Show on Map button. That will place your selected venue in the center of the map. I would like to thank everyone for listening. I hope this podcast will help you to make the most of the new map features. If you would like to stay in touch and to follow the latest Blind Square news, you can follow our Twitter account, that is at BlindSquareGPS, all one word. Again, thanks for listening and see you next time. Bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?